BBC Radio Kent's Money Matters with David Braithwaite.
Believe me, you don't want to listen to my financial advice because I'm not terribly good with the pounds and pennies. I'm a little bit girly about it. But fortunately, David Braithwaite isn't. You're many things, David, but a little bit girly is not one of them.
Ah, well, thank you for that. That's a compliment.
It is a compliment.
Well, the thing is, you talk about advice there and about money and stuff, but here I am, I go on the radio and I give people sort of advice that hopefully they can do something with. But what is it that the listeners do when they want to get financial advice? Where is it they go to? How do you do it? And what do you need to do? So I thought I'd actually tackle that. It's all very well me talking about it on the radio, but actually, what do you do? So we've seen lately there's been more people actually wanting financial advice as well, partly because most of the banks have actually withdrawn from actually giving financial advice to start with. But also the recent changes that have happened in pensions and the access and flexibilities that we now have gives people access before that they didn't have, and now they want to actually get advice on that. So there's broadly two routes that you can do. There is DIY, and the internet now is brilliant at financial advice more than it ever has been, and there's more resources going on there. So the first place I would suggest people have a look if they just want to get an idea or some quick bit of help is the Money Advice Service. Just Google it comes up. It's a government website. There is loads of resources on there, and you can literally dive around and play around the website, and you find all sorts of interesting things. Well, to me, they're interesting anyway, but I find lots of things in there that are really of interest to people, and I think if a lot of people just took the time this weekend to look at that website, they would not come away from there not having picked up something. So it's a really good, valuable, free resource that's on there. But what you've got to watch is if you've got a difference between getting guidance and financial advice. You see, financial advice is regulated. So you would come and see somebody like me or all the other financial advisors that are out there, and you're protected and covered in some way. So if something went wrong, you have redress. You can go off and make a complaint, and much like we've seen with in the past endowments and pensions and PPI and so on, if you've been missold or misguided or misdirected in some way and you're financially worse off as a result of taking that advice, those people are insured, in effect, to give you redress. If you do financial advice yourself, where you say, I'm going to do this with my pension, or I'm going to do that with my investments, and it goes wrong, you really only have got yourself to blame. So, but that's fine, because that's what you knew that you were doing. But you have to be a little bit careful with some of these websites in terms of making sure that if you are going to go down a certain route, how you're protected. So just be careful. If you're looking for an advisor in your area, a great website to look at is one called unbiased.co.uk. It's unbiased.co.uk. You can put in your postcode. You can put in what area of expertise that you're actually looking for, and it will find you several advisors local to you that specialise in that. What I would then suggest that you do is you ring them up and just have a chat with them. You have to be able to get on with these people. If you end up dealing with somebody who's a complete chump, it's not going to make your financial advice very easy to take. So what I would say is ring them up and ring three of them, like we always say, try three, and all of them should offer you an initial meeting for about an hour for no expense to you whatsoever. So you can meet them, get to know them. They should then explain how they work and their costs and their charges, and you can decide at that point if you want to engage them at all. They are nothing to be scared of. They really aren't. They want the business. You sometimes will need expertise like that, and they will vary between costs and what they're going to do. But I think the main thing is, can you get on with this person? Do you trust him or her? And thinking, yeah, we can work together. We're going to make a great team here. And do they care as much about your money as you do? If you don't get on with them, move on, find somewhere else. Also, talk to your friends and family. Who is it they use? Good and bad. So they might say, oh, don't use this person because they were rubbish. Or actually, no, you want to talk to them because we found that they were really great when they sorted out our XYZ. So if you are out there, just be very, very careful. But there's plenty of people out there who will help. But just don't feel bamboozled or pressured into doing something. Find someone that you like, get on with, and feel that they are on your side.
So your advice is, if you need your XYZ sorting out, don't forget your ABCs and do it properly.
I like your style. Very good.
Thank you, David.